You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the roof. This is Joey. It's a rainy, dark night outside. It's a little gloomy. I'm here alone in the studio tonight. My usual co-host, Luke, is taking a little rain check. He's unfortunately not feeling too well. Hope you feel better, Luke. But you know, it's still jamming over here. It's still popping. It's a pretty mellow mood outside, unfortunately, with the rain. But it's been a pretty relaxed day. I haven't had too much work. It's gonna pick up later this week, but it's nice to have a little break after a pretty busy part of the semester. But starting off the show, I will be playing Same Stars by FCJ. A pretty classic lo-fi song, if I do say so myself. That was Same Stars by FCJ. A classic. I'm really knocking out over here. So usually, off mic, Luke and I make a lot of hand gestures. So that usually keeps me awake. It's pretty fun trying to generally figure out what we want to do and how to indicate to each other that we're messing something up without saying anything over the mic. So I do. That's a pretty fun. See, I forgot how transitions have to work when you don't do a show with someone else. Because usually you can just, if you forget something, you can just like, you know, kind of like physically like lean forward and be like, I don't know how to close this joke, and then you can get bailed out. But there's no bailout today. No safety net here in the studio. I'm over. It's like there's like that trope in a lot of like children's films, and honestly like any film that sort of has a carnival where there's like the person walking on the tightrope over like a safety net, and then they're like, oh, but like we're setting the safety net on fire. That's kind of how I feel right now, except not necessarily as scared, but hopefully we'll make it through. Coming up next is Watching My Phone by King Princess off of her recent album Cheap Queen that just dropped actually like 4 days ago. Pretty big fan of this album. I've been waiting for it for a while. She's also been posting about it on her Instagram like every day, which was a lot, but I guess deserved because it is a very good album. But yeah, probably not a bad song on it. I've only listened through it a couple times because it is new, but I don't know. I liked the listen through. I mean, she's released a few singles from the album already. So if you've heard those, they're the ones on the album are pretty similar, same type of vibe. So you probably have a decent idea of what the whole album sounds like, but it's really good. Would definitely consider giving it a listen. But here is Watching My Phone by King Princess.
To save yourself, and I'm passing through your life. And I know you can't bear to see me go, but make me leave in the middle of the night. Maybe it will change, but you ain't.
That was Watching My Phone by King Princess. Such a bump. Really just goes off. Wow. I'm really impressed by how much King Princess's production has improved over time. A lot of her older music is really good, but the production is not bad at all. It's really, really good, but it's just very simplistic. But it's gotten, as she's gotten more popular and likely as she's gotten more money, she's been able to invest a lot more in her music. So you can see it pretty clearly just in the sheer quality. Really been a constantly upward slope with King Princess's music, at least in my experience. But yeah, big queer pop guy. Coming up next, you know, it's really weird picking all of the songs, because I've already heard all of these songs before, so there's no real surprises. Usually there's some surprises, especially since as a frequent listeners would know, Luke will occasionally throw in a couple curveball songs, a couple of surprises. While most of the music is usually lo-fi hip-hop based, there'll be occasionally, you know, there'll be a there'll be a cover someone will do with a wireless microphone on a trip to Japan. That'll get in there, you know, of Mamma Mia, an incredible song. Stuff like that'll show up. And I'll be like, whoa. But all these songs I've heard already. So it's interesting. It's a lot more formulaic than I'm used to. A lot less improv. But coming up next is a Lo-Fi song I heard yesterday on Spotify. There's a radio function. You can just make a radio out of any song or album or whatever. And I accidentally made a radio out of a song that I like. And this came on. I thought it was good, so I saved it. Here is Mangoes by Mind Body and Beats. And then if you have trouble searching it up, if you are interested, the end is an ampersand. So sometimes that can cause issues in Spotify searches. So in case you wanted to know, here is Mangoes by Mind Body and Beats. Mangoes by Mind Body and Beats. It's really good. It's really relaxing. I've just been having a really, really chill day, honestly. The rain is still bumming me out. It's been so rainy the last week and a half, but I've been super busy in the last week or so. So it's been nice to just have a day that doesn't feel too rushed. I'm actually pretty much done with work. I don't have to stay up late doing work. I gotta wake up early, but that's fine because I can go to bed early. It's really a nice, it's a good look. It's a good look. It feels nice to be ahead for once. But yeah, I should probably do PSAs at some point. Let me see if we got anything new. Interesting. Some people wrote some questionable things on these. Very nice. Very classy, WJRH. Very classy. Obviously, that one's just disrespectful. That one's just rude. So, these are the same PSAs with some comments from other WJRH kids on there. Don't know about... I can't say them on air, unfortunately, but they're incredible jokes, honestly. I'm trying to keep my laughter in, but they're on it. They're hilarious. I can't let you on the secret though, unfortunately. FCC rules. Sorry guys. Coming up next is I Don't See What You See by Claude. So more queer / dream pop. Claude is just really, really good. Also, low-key a sleeper artist. Like, they don't have a ton of listens for how good their music is, and it kind of bums me out. Like, it is because they haven't really had, like, a full cohesive album until now, so I'm expecting them to sort of go on the rise. They have a similar style to, like, Claro. They have a really similar style to Claro, but still, I don't know. They have their own twist. I'm not gonna say that Claude is like derivative of Claro or anything. They're very similar, but still have a lot of pretty key differences. But it's a good, if you haven't heard Claude before, it's a good little framework to put it in. But here is I Don't See What You See by Claude.
Dreamt that you were on my flight, red eyes, just the other night. America looks small from heights, black and white, caught in headlights. I'm seeing things that aren't there, I'm getting scared. So unaware, I don't see what you see.
That was I Don't See What You See by Claude. Another instant classic. Really, really like how slow the tempo is in a lot of Claude songs. They kind of, I don't know, a lot of recent emotional pop music that I've listened to is very, it's very upbeat, which is a good thing because it has like sort of a, it has a sad vibe, but has a energetic, like the actual music itself, the instrumentals are very active. So it's not like a, it's not like dually depressing, but having it match up is kind of nice. It's very chill. It reminds me a lot of lo-fi music. Again, I think that's why I moved into listening to a lot of dream pop and queer pop. At least recent queer pop, obviously. It's not, this is like just popular current queer pop is very much like this. It's very similar to certain types of lo-fi. But yeah, I've really been enjoying Claude's music, so definitely give them a listen if you have the time, which you probably, I'd imagine you listen to other music, you could slide a Claude song in there, you know, once in a while, you know, on occasion, hit it up on the queue, put in the playlist, you know. But coming up next, I will be playing I Wish I Could Sleep by Nymeno. An excellent song, but specifically Nymeno is one of my favorite lo-fi artists of all time. If you are interested in listening to a really cool lo-fi album, and I think it's one of my favorite albums for setting, like all of the songs have a very specific mood and a very specific, almost not necessarily story, but almost like a story. Like they evoke certain emotions that remind me of certain types of environments or feelings. And I think the album's called Hometown, by Nymeno, and each song is named after sort of like a, I don't know, it's a very romanticized version of, like, it seems to be sort of themed around a lot of things that happen in, like, high school, or, like, specifically, like, late high school, like, junior, senior year. Mainly just because, like, the titles, like, there's one title that's, like, prom night, and then another one is just, like, fireworks or day at a beach. It's a very, like, romanticized, like, suburban high schooler type feel. At least that's what I get from it. But it's really well done. Would definitely check it out. But I'm not even playing a song from the album, so I don't know why I went so into it. But it's just a really good album, so I would recommend. But I Wish I Could Sleep is their most popular song. But it's one of their most popular for a reason. It's really, really good. It's also extremely relatable currently. But here is I Wish I Could Sleep by Nymeno. I Could Sleep by Nymeno. So that one isn't exactly like a great example of the type of thing I was talking about earlier with the Hometown album, but it does have some similar like types of environmental sound. Like, it sort of sounds like, I don't know if this is exactly the, like, this, if this is where the source the source of the sound was from, but like it sounds sort of like pool balls hitting against each other in like one of those spots, which sort of reminds me of like if you're sleeping like in a dorm or in any like building that's full of a lot of people that does not have very good noise control, or was just the architecture was very poor and meant that you could hear everything. A lot of the time it'll be like a game room and a lot of like resonance halls, and then someone will be playing pool and it's keeping you up. And that's kind of, that's what this song reminds me of, for better or for worse. It's kind of the mood I associate with this song. Coming up next, we're going to be playing a, you know, which one do I want to play? I'm going to do, there's a song called Cold Door Handles, which is like such a, it's talking about setting moods and like world building type music. This is definitely one of them. I mean, just the title itself is like, I really don't, it's oddly specific, and it's really, you know, grabbing a cold door handle is really just a bad, it's just a bad time. Because that's also just like, I think the, it's like one, it's either winter, which means it's cold out, which is not my vibe. And like, I like winter, but I don't like being cold. So I wear a lot of layers. And two, if it's like a cold door handle, it means someone's like, hasn't used that door handle in a while. It just has like a weird connotation for me. But here is Cold Door Handles by Idealism. Cold Door Handles by Idealism. So I'm sure the listeners probably got a general idea of what I meant. It's a real sad boy song. You know, really gotta pull out your black hoodies for this one. Cuddle up in some blankets, eat some Oreos. I guess I should probably, I'm gonna have to pick one of these PSAs, which is not really, it's not that they're bad in any way, but it's just, I have quite literally read these, all of these individually more than three times. So I'm going to take a look through the computer we have here to see if I can find any more PSAs. I've done this before on air multiple times and we have yet to find any. I really should just, come here and look for them like outside of showtime, but I honestly kind of forget that this is a place until like Wednesday at 4 p.m. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I do a show. I definitely do a radio show. And then I leave at about 7:05 and I immediately forget that I do a radio show until Wednesday at around 4 p.m. the next week. Which is interesting to me. I guess I just kind of, you know, not that you couldn't already tell, but exposed that we've never actually planned out. I mean, if you could believe that, we've never actually planned out any of our episodes. But it does show that even if you don't plan it out, they can't stop you from doing a show. They definitely have to let me get on here and talk and play music for my allocated hour slot. And that I thank them for. That is one thing that I will never complain about, is that they let me get on here, put a weird screenshot of a Winnie the Pooh Halloween special as the desktop, and have it stay up there for about, it's probably like six months by now, maybe 4 or 6 months, something around there. It's been on here, and this is used by probably like 30 people a week, maybe more than that, probably more than that. So I'm impressed. I'm glad that everyone's letting me share my interests, like this Winnie the Pooh Halloween special. Let me look at some of the other. So we also alternatively one time we put, you know, those thumb guys from Spy Kids that everyone probably either has had nightmares about or dreams about. They're scary. They're all thumbs. And we had that as the background for a couple months as well. I'm thankful for my WJRH community for letting me, express myself creatively in this way. And just want to thank my fans for supporting me through this process where I find what type of content creator I am, whether that is a radio host or whether it'll catch me on, you know, Musically, or I'll just go back and use Musically that no one uses anymore because it's not what's the thing, I'm still waiting for Vine 2 is honestly what I'm waiting for. I think that's going to be my big break. But to conclude the PSA look, I haven't found any, so I'm gonna have to read this Hurricane Survivor one again. Let me see if the back one's any. Nope, they're just the same one. One's longer than the other. Or read the long one. So this is from the Federal Bank Thrift and Credit Union. Contact your lender. If you're a hurricane survivor, you've been through some tough times. Rebuilding your life won't be easy. Now it's time to start your financial recovery. The first step is to contact your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt or defer payments of principal or interest. Whether you have a mortgage, a personal or business loan, or credit card debt, your lender may be able to help. Federal and state regulators of banks, credit unions, and thrifts continue to encourage lenders to work with customers affected by the devastating storms. If you need help contacting your lender, call 877-275-3342. You survived the storm. Now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. This message is brought to you by the Federal Bank, Thrift, and Credit Union regulatory agencies. Contact your lender. Do it. I believe in you. I think you can handle it. If you need to, if you want to, if you just want to talk to a lender, just because, contact them. Hit them up. 877-275-3342. Hurricane or not. I mean, it seems like a fun time. You could just hit them up. Let me see what else we got PSA-wise. Here's one on, what is this one on? This one is on viral hepatitis, titled Risk Assessment. Chronic hepatitis is a leading cause of liver cancer and liver transplants in the U.S. Millions of Americans are living with chronic hepatitis, and most do not know they are infected. Take 5 minutes to answer a series of questions and find if you are at risk using CDC's online hepatitis risk assessment. Visit www.cdc.gov/hepatitis/risk assessment. Yeah, so, you know, take those questions. You don't know if you're at risk. You could be. You might be. Why not know? It's, you know, there's this quote from the song I was trying to say, but I just completely forgot it, so we're going to forget about that. But here is the next song. I'm going to be playing Light Years by Kupla. It kind of sounds, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. It might be Kupla or Kupla. But it reminds me of that, like, one SpongeBob episode. I forget what it's about, but there's a person who, like, yells hoopla, and I don't remember what it's for, and I don't remember if it's that one where it, like, kind of zooms in on the Krabby Patty, or if it's a completely different unrelated episode, and I just am remembering wrong. But it kind of sounds like that, rhymes with it. So here is Light Years by Kupla. Light Years is one word, so... in case you wanted to know. Thank you. That was Light Years Bach Hoopla. You know, the more I think about it, the more this hoopla was not that similar to Cupola. But that's all right. I probably won't think of this again for like a while, so I probably won't really matter. But, you know, check out that SpongeBob episode if you're curious that has the like hoopla thing in it. If you can, you probably could look up hoopla SpongeBob and it'd come up. Yeah, probably. And before I play the next song, shout out to this like mural that I've talked about a bunch of times that's in the studio that is still the same as it was like 6 months ago. It's just like a blue outline of like a WJRH logo on a record, which is a classic. It's really, we here at the station pride ourselves on originality, on theming, and on not only artistic ability, but an intellectual ability. This is an advanced piece of art, and I want to make sure everyone recognizes that, so thank you. Obviously, art as advanced as this could not be rushed, so it has an expected finish date, probably around fall 2029. So when I'm in, you know, like my 20th, 23rd, 24th season of the show, I started living in WGRH on one of the like completely shredded like chairs in the corner. That's my new bed. I officially dropped out of Lafayette my senior year and decided to live on this chair and run a show. And I hop and hide behind the chair in like the little corner. No one's obviously going to see me. I'll put some snacks back there, so I do okay. I just, you know, I wait back there and I go back to do my show at 6 on Wednesday, and then, you know, just kind of go back to sleep, wake back up next Wednesday, you know, eat some Cheez-Its, and then get right back to work. So on my 23rd season, I'll let you know, 24th, whatever, how the mural looks, because I'm sure it's going to look great. But, you know, can't rush it. Coming up next, we are playing Sunlit by Cloud, excuse me, Cloud Chord. Another example of me accidentally finding a song through a Spotify radio. I didn't mean to start. It's kind of a trend. I like accidentally hit the radio button instead of hitting add to queue for some of my songs sometimes, and then that's how I find some music. So I guess I have to thank Spotify's UI for making me make that mistake, because I found a lot of good songs. Here is Sunlit by Cloud Chord. Thank you. That was Sunlit by Clavichord. See, that, everyone, is the last song I have on my playlist. But don't worry. That doesn't mean that's the end of our show. Please. We got 10 full minutes, 600 whole seconds together left. And we're going to go on a little adventure. We're going to go on a little Spotify rabbit hole. All right, so we're going to go to our recommended songs for this playlist. And I'm going to hit refresh 5 times. And then whatever song is number 5 on the list, I have to play. Obviously, if it's explicit, I won't play it. But I have to play it. And then I have to give a review of the song. And depending on how long the song is, we can probably do 2. We might have to do 1, depending on how long the song is. We might even be able to do 3 if they're all really short lo-fi songs. But we're gonna start right now. Here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, so the song is I Have Love For Something, I think. Or is that the end of the name? That name is so long, I can't even see it in the expanded Spotify. Let me make this even bigger. Oh, jeez. Well, the song is I Have Love For Everyone Besides Myself. Really tough, Barnes Boulevard, which is the artist. Sorry to hear that. Let me know if you need anything. We love you, Barnes Boulevard. But I'm going to look up the song right quick just to make sure, you know, I don't, FCC doesn't break down my door, as they do. Let me see if there's lyrics. Doesn't look like there's lyrics. No, I don't think so. Okay, cool. So here is I Have Love For Everyone Besides Myself. I think this is also, I feel like I've seen this, Barnes Boulevard might be the producer. I feel like I've seen this song. I don't think I listened to it. I feel like I've seen this song also by another artist, because I've definitely seen this before, but like the name before. I don't know. Maybe it's like Dream Collective or something is the other band or artist. I don't know if they're a band. Yeah, I don't know. But here's I Have Love For Everyone Besides Myself by Barnes Boulevard. All right, so that was I Have Love for Everyone Besides Myself by Burns Boulevard. Yeah, it definitely, title is on brand. Definitely, they definitely thought that one through. It's fitting. It's definitely fitting. I don't know how to rate this one because it was big sad, but We're gonna give it a three out of four scale. That's a 75, which is kind of tough. That's like a C, but it's definitely, it's a good song. I like it. It didn't blow me away, but it was a good song. We're gonna do the refresh thing again, and that's gonna be probably our last song. So hopefully, this one doesn't give us as sad of a song. Okay, and this one is up. Can't play that song. That's a Brockhampton song. They say bad words. Can't play that one on the radio. All right, what else we got? Nope. Okay, can't play that one either. Can't play that one. Nope. All right, I'm just picking. For some reason, the fifth one keeps being explicit. I don't know why I'm picking like the seventh one though. Okay, this is Mist by Evie. I actually haven't heard this Evie song before. Evie is like a well-known. I mean, the artist is named after the Pokemon Evie, but. Evie, the artist, is a fairly well-known lo-fi artist, at least within the context of lo-fi hip-hop music. A lot of their music, it's like shared around on SoundCloud and stuff like that. I've gotten it recommended a ton of times. I'm just going to look to see if there's any lyrics real quick. And everybody, we're clear. So here is the last song, Mist. By Evie. That was Mist by Evie. I like that one. I like that one too. I don't know where to put that one in the ranking system. I guess more specifically the rating system. But I'm gonna give it like a 3.1 out of 4. Because I didn't think it was wildly better than the last one, but you know, it was marginally better than the last one. So I'm gonna give it a solid 3.1 out of 4. So that's going to do it for us here in the studio. It is 7 p.m. Still just as rainy outside, but it's been a chill day, so I can't be too mad. I'm going to go back to my room, get all cozy, do maybe a little bit of homework in advance. I know I said earlier I already finished my homework, but I realized I could probably do something else, but probably play some Fortnite, you know, as us kids do, as us Gen Zers do. We love the fork knife. Maybe chug some Mountain Dew, eat some Doritos, but that's for me to find out later. But have a wonderful rest of your night. Have a great week. Next time, don't worry, Luke will be here, I hope. The show will have a little bit more energy. But, you know, stay tuned. Hopefully the weather isn't as rainy and gloomy where you are, but seeing as it's a pretty locally focused radio station, despite it being online, it's probably rainy where you are. So keep your head up, keep that smile on your face, or don't, whatever you vibe with, but have a good night. You have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been The Roof. Check in next time when the show is actually funny because Luke is here. Have a great night.
There's really something wrong with you. One day you're gonna self-destruct. You're up, you're down, I'll come.